My name is Christina McLaughlin, and I graduated from Carlo in May of 2012, and I went on the Roots of the Civil Rights Movement tour in the summer of 2010. The Roots of the Civil Rights Movement tour was something that I was really excited to be a part of. I have never learned more about history, a particular subject, or more about individuals than I did in that 9 days when we were on the tour. And it was the consecutive small efforts of many people that made this huge change. And it really shows how much one person can change the world. I'll never forget walking into the hot church and seeing Rutha Harris. As we were sitting there fanning ourselves, all of a sudden Rutha just stood up and her voice exploded into this church. I can't even put that experience into enough words to summarize how much that meant to me emotionally and spiritually. And just seeing the many, many different churches that sit-ins were held in, or seeing the lunch counter in Greensboro, and walking across the Edmund Pettus Bridge, holding my friend's hand, singing This Little Light of Mine, and thinking about what Martin Luther King Jr. was thinking about when he was crossing that bridge, or what he was thinking as he was walking in the exact same steps that I was walking. And it was a very, very surreal thing. One particular speaker that definitely stuck out to me was Reverend Samuel Billy Kyles, and he gave the best hugs in the world. I remember that. He was a very, very warm person, very welcoming. Billy Kyles was actually on the balcony with Dr. King whenever he was assassinated. I remember sitting in that church listening to Reverend Kyles talk, and his story was very descriptive, very vivid. It really was like I could picture what he was saying, because we visited the motel where Dr. King was assassinated before we heard Billy Kyles speak. Hearing the emotion in his voice and learning firsthand from the people who changed America, it's really incredible to me. I think it's really important to remember that we need to learn this stuff, because after that generation passes on, who's going to be there to tell their story? And it's us.